Dear investors and partners, my name is Andrii Avila. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of Eesti Energia. It's my pleasure to welcome you on the earnings call to summarize our results for the first quarter of 2016. I hope you have managed to download the presentation from our website, which we will now go through. After we finish the slides, you will also have the opportunity to ask questions. Without any longer introductions, let us look at slide three, where we have provided a summary of our results for the first quarter. As you can see, our sales revenues declined by 10%, and this was mainly related to low prices and falling revenues of our oil and electricity segments. For the same reasons, EBITDA also declined by 31%. As expected, our investments decreased as the largest investment projects are being completed. Eesti Energia's CapEx totaled 32 million euros in the first quarter, down by 40%. Finally, when looking at operating cash flow, there was a large decline compared to last year. In addition to the impact from EBITDA decline, 58 million euro of this is explained by the sale of CO2 allowances in 2015, which we did not have this year. In this sense, Q1 2015 was unusually positive in terms of cash flow. Now, before we look at the financial results in more detail, let's go through what has been happening at our key markets. On slide four, you can see that the price of Nord Pool Estonia averaged 32 euros per MWh in the first quarter, which is 2% less than in the first quarter of 2015. Eesti Energia Narva power plants have continued producing more electricity during higher price peak hours, and as a result, we achieved 16% higher price in the first quarter compared to the Nord Pool average. Overall, the first quarter of this year was on one hand characterized by a cold January, which increased prices and consumption. On the other hand, Nordic hydro resources remained at high levels, which has downward effect on prices. Also, it should be mentioned that the Nordbalt underwater cable between Lithuania and Sweden started working at the beginning of the year, which is expected to decrease price differences between Estonia and our southern neighbors, and should therefore enable us to increase retail sales in Latvia and Lithuania. On slide five, we illustrate again the fact that we have increasingly worked on optimizing our generation profile to produce more in peak hours and less in off-peak hours. We have increased the flexibility of operations of Narva power plants, and this has enabled us to sell electricity to a power exchange above Estonian Nord Pool average price. On slide six, we provide an overview of the global oil market, which also heavily influences Eesti Energia's financial results. The quarterly average price of both Brent and fuel oil reached new lows in the first quarter. Brent was down by 37% in euro terms compared to the first quarter of 2015. The price of 1% sulfur content fuel oil, which is our reference product, averaged 126.5 euros per ton, down close to 50% compared to the same period last year. However, since the beginning of the year, oil prices have recovered substantially. Now, let's turn to slide seven, which shows how the various market movements have translated into Eesti Energia's financial results. As already mentioned before, our sales revenues declined by 10%, mainly due to price weakness in the electricity and shale oil segment. Revenues from the distribution network had a positive impact, mainly due to higher sales volumes in January, which was a cold month this year. Our EBITDA amounted to 60 million euros in the first quarter, down by 31% year-on-year. Drivers behind EBITDA decline were similar as for sales revenues. Additionally, EBITDA from other segments declined by around 8 million euros, as we had 8 million profit from the sale of excess CO2 allowances in the first quarter of last year, but there was no such contribution this year. Given the weakness in market prices, we have been working on optimizing our costs. The resulting 10% decline in our fixed costs had a positive impact on EBITDA in the amount of 5.5 million euros. Let's now look at the results of each of our main products one by one. On slide 9, let's look at the results of the electricity segment. Our electricity sales totaled 2 terawatt hours in the first quarter, down 8%. The decline has come from wholesale. Our retail sales increased. Wholesale volumes have declined due to weakness in Nord Pool prices and also changes in our bidding strategy since the second quarter of 2015, which has resulted in lower sales volumes but relatively higher sales price. Regarding prices, our average electricity sales price declined by 1% to 42.7 euros per megawatt hour, compared to a 2% drop on Nord Pool Estonia price, which averaged 31.8 euros per megawatt hour. Hedges contributed 1 euro per megawatt hour at our sales prices, although the amount and the price of hedges is now at a lower level than last year. Our sales price, excluding the gain on derivatives, actually increased by 2 euros per megawatt hour to 41.7 euros per megawatt hour. As a result of a weakness in prices and lower generation volumes, our electricity sales declined by 10%. When talking about hedges going forward, we have about 3 terawatt hours hedged for the remaining part of 2016 at 36.2 euros per megawatt hour and 1.7 terawatt hours hedged for 2017 at 35.3 euros per megawatt hour. This includes financial hedges as well as fixed price contracts with our retail clients. Slide 10 provides an overview of our presence in the Baltic retail power market. Overall, our market share across the three Baltic countries increased by 0.7% and reached 27%. In Estonia, our market share is largest at 60%, although it declined in the first quarter due to the impact from the large corporate segment. In Latvia and Lithuania, we managed to grow our market share as we have been able to better manage cross-border risks and have become more active again with our sales efforts in these countries. Let's now turn to slide 11 for an overview of EBITDA from our electricity product. EBITDA from electricity totaled 27 million euros, a decline of 26%. This result was driven both by lower margins as well as lower volumes. On the margin side, while our average sales revenue per megawatt hour increased, higher variable costs, mainly from higher CO2 expense as the allocation of free CO2 allowances decreases, leads to a negative margin contribution. Also, our hedge positions are more modest this year, so gain from derivatives contributed 6 million euros less to EBITDA. On the positive side, lower fixed costs had a 4 million euro positive effect on EBITDA. Let's now turn to slide 13, where we cover our second product, which is distribution. Our distribution business had a good quarter, with both volume and sales revenue growing by 8 to 9%. This was a result of cold weather in January, which had a positive effect on consumption. Also, network losses amounted to 4.3%, which is a 1% decline compared to the first quarter of 2015. Moving on and turning to slide 14, we can see that the distribution network also had a good result in terms of EBITDA, which grew by around 15% and totaled 28 million euros. This was mainly owing to the impact of larger volumes, as already discussed in the previous slide. Unplanned SAIDI was at level 27 minutes compared to 30.5 minutes in the previous year. Planned SAIDI was at 20 minutes, and the slight growth compared to 2015 was due to a somewhat higher level of network upgrading works. Let's move on to the performance of our third main product, which is shale oil. It should come as no surprise that this business has been heavily affected by the decline in the global oil prices. The quarterly average price of our reference product, heavy fuel oil, declined by 50% year on year. Este Energia's average sales price declined less by 42% to 206 euros per ton, as we are still benefiting from hedge positions which contributed 69 euros per ton to our sales price. We also sold 51% less oil in the first quarter compared to last year, as we decided to store some of oil rather than sell it with depressed prices, and that we saw at the beginning of this year. Also, our oil production declined by 21.5% in the first quarter due to lower production from the older Enefit 140 plant. We decided to use the time of low prices to get some maintenance works done, which had originally been planned for later part of the year. All in all, our revenue from oil sales declined by 71.5% and amounted to only 7 million euros. Regarding hedges going forward, we have 118,000 tons hedged for the remainder of 2016 at 321 euros per ton. This includes some of the new short-term hedges, which we have used for fixing the price of some oil deliveries in the second quarter of 2016. So all in all, basically, we sold as little as possible during first quarter and did the maintenance works and stored the oil for sales in the future. On the next slide, you can see that our EBITDA from shale oil totaled 0.5 million euros in the first quarter, compared to 14 million euros in the same period of 2015. This result relates to the development that we were discussed in a previous slide. Our margins were impacted by lower prices, our sales volume was lower, and so was the gain from the derivatives. On the bright side, change in the fixed costs had a positive effect. On slide 18, we have summarized the results of our remaining products. Sales revenues from these products were stable, while EBITDA declined by 8 million euros. This drop was mainly caused by the fact that in the first quarter of last year, we sold some excess CO2 allowances, which contributed around 8 million euros to EBITDA, but we did not have such effect this year. On the positive side, our heat sales volume was up this year and contributed 1 million euros more to EBITDA. Now, we have looked at each of our products. Let's turn to slide 19, where we explain how EBITDA translates into operating cash flow. We start the graph from EBITDA, which totaled 60 million euros in the first quarter. Operating cash flow amounted 33 million euros in the same period. The difference is explained in the graph. We had a positive effect from CO2-related items and derivative instruments. In contrast, there was a negative impact from growth of inventories, mainly shale oil inventories. Also, other working capital items combined had a negative effect of 14.5 million euros. Some of the factors in this were change in collateral agreements with Nasdaq, which resulted in cash outflow of 7 million euros, and also change in timing of some environmental tax payments, which lead to a higher tax payment in the amount of 6 million euros. We also paid income tax of around 15 million euros in January related to dividend payment in December of 2015. Slide 20, we continue the analysis of the cash flows. When we compare operating cash flow in the first quarter of 2016 to the same period a year ago, it can be seen that there has been a drop of 130 million euros or 80%. Some of this is explained by decline in EBITDA. Additionally, we sold some CO2 allowances in 2015, but we did not have such positive effect this year, which explains around 58 million euros. Another large item is the working capital, which combines a number of factors. For example, relatively less cash being freed up from clients' receivables in this year accounted to 13 million, and decline in supplier payables around 8 million. This year, we freed up less cash from client receivables in the first quarter compared to 2015, as it depends on fluctuations of sales month by month and also on the Nord Pool settlement schedule at the end of the year. The column for working capital also includes the effect from collateral payments to Nasdaq and timing of tax payments, which were already mentioned in the previous slide. Finally, we also paid income tax in the first quarter of this year, while there was no such payment a year ago. All in all, our operating cash flow totaled 33 million euros in the first quarter of 2016. Let's now turn to our CapEx spendings and the status of investment projects, which are seen on slide 21. As has been mentioned during our previous investor calls, Eesti Energia's large development projects are coming to completion, and accordingly, our total CapEx was down by 40% this quarter, totaling 32 million euros. The largest part of the total spend, 18 million euros, went into the electricity network. The remainder mostly included maintenance CapEx into the mining subsidiary and power plants, but such maintenance CapEx also declined as our mining volumes have declined and there has been no need for previous level of maintenance works in the power plants. Regarding the status of the investment projects, the new Auvere power plant is still in the final phases of testing and commissioning and is expected to be finished by the middle of this year. On slide 22, we have provided an overview of our liquidity profile, which was very solid at the end of March. Operating cash flow of 33 million euros was sufficient to fund investments and some minor debt repayments that we had, so the balance of liquid assets stood at 161 million euros as at the end of the quarter, basically unchanged from the end of 2015. In addition to available cash and deposits, Eesti Energia has signed revolving credit facilities in the amount of 150 million euros and has 70 million euros investment loan available from the European Investment Bank. The total liquidity buffer of the group amounted to 381 million euros as at the end of the first quarter. On slide 23, we have provided information on Eesti Energia's debt metrics and debt repayment schedule. Our debt repayment schedule is favorable with only minor repayments in 2016 and 2017. We have a larger repayment coming up in 2018, but this is also smaller now after we refinanced part of our Eurobonds in September last year. Regarding financial ratios, Eesti Energia's net debt to EBITDA metric increased to 3.3 by the end of March, mainly driven by lower EBITDA. On the ratings front, Eesti Energia was downgraded by Moody's in April. The rating from them is now Baa3 with stable outlook. Rating from S&P is BBB with a negative outlook. As one of the final items, let's look at slide 24, where we provide some guidance for 2016. We currently predict that Eesti Energia's 2016 revenues will decline less than 5% from last year's level. For EBITDA, we estimate a more than 5% decline from previous year's result of 266 million euros. Our business continues to be impacted by electricity and oil prices. The prices will have a bigger impact going forward as our financial hedges are rolling off. Regarding CapEx outlook, we expect investments to decline by more than 5% from last year's level. As for dividends, the board has proposed paying 40 million euros as dividends this year, but this has not yet been approved by the shareholder, and there might be some changes coming. To summarize the presentation, we saw a decline in both revenue and EBITDA during the first quarter. The results were impacted by low prices both on electricity and oil markets. The distribution network had a great quarter. In line with what has been planned, CapEx declined substantially as our large investment projects near completion, and maintenance CapEx has also decreased. Markets will be an increasingly important factor for us going forward, and we keep running our assets in the most efficient manner that we can in this environment. This concludes our presentation, and we are now ready to take any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one at this time. As a reminder, that's star followed by one to ask a question. Excuse me, Mr. Avila, there are no questions registered on the phone line.
Thank you, and then talk again in July.